Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 11, Haridas and the Snake. Then Haridas went and found a cave on the bank of the Ganges. Haridas remembered Krishna day and night as he resided alone in the cave. Haridas would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times a day, and thus his cave was transformed into Vaikuntha. However, a huge snake lived within that cave, and no living entity could tolerate the burning atmosphere produced from its poison. And as a result, anyone who visited Haridas in his cave could not stay more than a few moments, because they all felt intense burning from the poison. But Haridas was completely oblivious. Thus, the Brahmana sat down together and considered, what is that burning sensation in Haridas's cave? There were some expert physicians living in Phulia, and when they came there, they could understand that the burning sensation was due to the presence of a snake. One of the physicians said, yes, there is a big snake somewhere inside that cave, and no one can remain here due to the effects of its poison. This is our assurance. Therefore, Haridas should immediately go somewhere else, for it is not wise to live with a snake. Let us all go to his cave and inform Haridas. The Brahmanas then all went to see Haridas in order to explain the situation and thus request him to move. Haridas, there is a big snake living within this cave, and no one can remain here due to the effect of its poison. Therefore, it is not wise to live here. So please, find another place for you to stay. My dear Brahmanas, I have been staying in this cave for many days, but I have not felt any burning sensation. But since you are all suffering and unable to tolerate the burning of the poison, I shall leave tomorrow for another place. If there is a snake in this cave, and it doesn't leave by tomorrow, then I will leave and go to some other place. Do not worry. Just let us all chant Krishna's holy name. But as soon as they began to perform kirtan, a wonderful incident took place. Hearing that Haridas was prepared to leave the cave, the large snake immediately left. It was early in the evening as everyone there saw the snake leave the cave. The large, wonderful snake looked most fearful, and yet it was also very beautiful, being colored yellow, blue, and white. And as the Brahmanas saw the brilliant jewel adorning its head, they fearfully remembered Krishna. After the snake left, the Brahmanas were overjoyed to find that the burning sensation was gone. They all appreciated Haridas's marvelous potency, and thus they developed great devotion for Haridas Thakur. And yet, it is not very glorious that a snake left its cave simply on the request of Haridas Thakur. No, because simply by the glance of Haridas, one's bondage born of nescience is destroyed. Even Lord Krishna himself does not transgress the words of Haridas Thakur. Recorded January 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat सत्य।